introduce many Yamim Toivim Midirabbanan, which are all distilled from the Sefer Megillas Tainis. Rashi writes on the Gemara Shabbos that the reason why the Sefer is called Megillas Tainis is because it was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still not written down. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Megillas Tainis goes in the order of the months of the year. Starts with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. It goes in order and lists off all the Yamim Toivim. Well, the Gemara explains in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole sugya, that all the Yamim Tevim and Megillas Tainis revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. When you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash in the end of Parshas Noso, that's what we learned this morning, Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah, the Ramban writes that he considers this one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. This is one, a mitzvah there, I said, to celebrate whenever you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We haven't completed so many but the Mikdashim, but every time you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to celebrate. How many days you celebrate, and how many korbanos you bring, and which chazan should sing, which niggun, and which rabbi should give, which drasha, and for how long, though the details are hayru ashur. But in principle, that you have to celebrate, that's a din derais, according to the Ramban. The Ramban has it in Parshas Noso, and he has it again, he repeats it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In our Torah, you're not mechuyev to celebrate every year in commemoration of the building, of the completion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But probably if you will celebrate every year in commemoration, there'll be a kiyum deraisa. There's no chiyev deraisa. Also, the chiyev deraisa is only upon completion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say someone makes a major donation and the Beis HaMikdash looks fancier than ever. Or they'll improve the system of HaKrovos HaKarbonos, or they'll improve the institution of the Kohen Gadol, which is an institution of the Beis HaMikdash, or they'll improve the institution of the Sanhedrin. It then requires Sanhedrin has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no obligation when a Torah to celebrate, but Mistama, that would be a Kiyum Derais. If you do celebrate, there'll be a Kiyum Derais. He's celebrating over the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is more perfect state than it was before. So the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that all the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis revolve about the Beis HaMikdash, all based on this theme, this Ramban on Chumash. And the Gemara says if a Yeshua occurs after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't make sense to make a Yontif. The Gemara had a machlekes after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Do we still continue to celebrate all of those holidays or not? So the Gemara finally, after machlekes HaTanoim, from the year 70, from the time of Churban Bayis Sheni till the middle of the Tkufas HaMaraim, it was a machlekes. Finally, the maskana is that all the Yamim Tevim were bottled, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. Bizman Bayis Sheni, that they observed these Yamim Tevim, so some of them were even... The day before also was Asa B'tainis. Some of them in the day after was also Asa B'tainis Lifneim and Achreim. Tosis and Menachas, but the Gemara has a little bit the sugya of Megillas Tainis and Menachas. Tosis, the Shita Mekubetzis and Menachas, quotes the Tosis, that Tosis had a machlekes. What about only Chanukah and Purim remained from all the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis? What about Lifneim and Achreim of Chanukah and Purim? What about the day before Chanukah? Is it also B'tainis or not? The person has the artite on Erev Chanukah. Is he allowed to fast or not? So the accepted opinion is that only Chanukah and Purim were loy botlu lefneim lachraim is botlu. Rav Soloveitchik said a simple raya. If the day before, if lefneim lachraim of Chanukah and Purim was also loy botlu megillas tainis, like Chanukah and Purim itself, then we would have left out Tachnun and Shachris on Erev Chanukah. We would treat Erev Chanukah also as a yontif. We do say Tachnun Erev Chanukah. Only Erev Chanukah to Mincha, we don't say Tachnun. Erev Chanukah to Shachris, we do say Tachnun. So that shows that we really paskin only Chanukah and Purim were loy botlu, and lefneim lachayim Chanukah and Purim were botlu. So the Gemara says that Gemara makes a kavachaymer. The Gemara quotes a brisa that the Jewish people had a Yeshua, and they made a yontif. So first, the Gemara thought that brisa was telling a story that happened after the Churban HaBayis. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can that be? If the Yomim Tovim that were instituted, Bizman Baisheni, in connection with the Baisheni, were Batlu, so certainly you have no right to institute a new Yom Tov after the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara is working on the assumption that all the Yomim Tovim on the Gilvestan, you only have a right to add on a Yom Tov if it has a Shaychus with the Beis HaMikdash. That's the question about Yom Atzmut and Yom Yerushalayim. Do they really have anything to do with the building of the base of the Bais HaShlishi? The Achrayim on the Gemara raise a question. According to the tradition of the Gemara, the story of Purim occurred towards the end of the 7 years of Golus Bavel, when there wasn't yet the second Bais HaMikdash was not yet completed. So how did they? What did the story of Purim have to do with the Bais HaMikdash? How did they have a right in the first place to establish the Yom Tov of Purim? So basically the answer, the Loshen de Nesivis gives the answer. He says, I felt this was Aschalta de Gula, means they felt it's going to lead up to the building of the Bais Sheni. That's what the Gemara sounds like it says regarding Chanukah. Chanukah is an exception to the rule that even though all the other 25-30 Yomim Tovim were Batlo, but Chanukah was like Batlo. So the Gemara asks why. So the Gemara sounds like it says, Gemara says in Avodah Zarah in the first parak that the Nes Chanukah occurred around 210 years before the Churban Bais Sheni. So the first 210 years they celebrated Al Shem HaOver. They celebrated in commemoration of the Nes Chanukah, and the Beis HaMikdash was rededicated. They made a new Mizbeach, the Gemara, so they made a new Menorah. So they were celebrating in commemoration of that Yeshua, in commemoration of the straightening out of the Beis HaMikdash. Had been defiled by the Yevonim. They used everything for Avodah Zarah purposes, and then they had to make a new Mizbech and make a new Menorah. And after the Churban HaBayis, why do we still continue to celebrate Chanukah? So the Pashtus is, it's Al Shem HaAsid, like Purim in the first place, was instituted Al Shem HaAsid, because they felt this is going to lead to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's the Lashon of the Nesivis and the Sfasem. They all gave the same answer. They felt this was going to lead towards the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Nes Chanukah was given as a simon that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Navi Chagai said. In Chagai, the story of Chanukah doesn't appear in Tanakh. But the Nevuah in Chagai HaNavi, was one of the three Nevi'im in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. And the Psukim say in Tanakh that many of the old-timers were crying, how does this second Beis HaMikdash compare to the first Beis HaMikdash, missing so many things? And they had a shayla, maybe they still have to fast on Tisha B'Av, even though they have a Beis HaMikdash. How does this compare? It doesn't ke'ayin, it's like nothing, it's a fake, it's not a real Beis HaMikdash. So Chagas, Chayr Malachi, all three were mechazik them. They said the Ribbono Shlom wants the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's missing, there's no Shechina, there's no Gilui Shechina, but there is a Hashuas HaShechina, and proof of that is that deep into the Bais Sheni period, a tremendous miracle will occur. And Rashi on Treyosa writes that that's a reference to the Nes Chanukah. Tremendous miracle will occur in order to show Bnei Yisrael that there is a Hashuas HaShechina, and even though and all the nations of the world will come to visit Yerushalayim, to visit the Beis HaMikdash, to see this Mokum where the Nes occurred. And then, but that'll only be for a brief period of time. The Nes will occur just for 8 days. That's all. It doesn't say in Tanakh how long. But this is will serve as a similar dover that in the future, the Beis HaMikdash will be much more glorified. Godly akvod habayis azachar min arishon. The third Beis HaMikdash, which will be a continuation of the second, will outshine the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. Will outshine the glory of the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It'll be more Gilui Shechina than there ever was before. So really, the Nes Chanukah is, for the first 210 years, they celebrated in commemoration of the Nes Chanukah that they rededicated Beis HaMikdash to Avodas Hashem instead of Avodah Zarah. Then after the Churban HaBayis, they still continued to celebrate Chanukah Al Shem HaOsid, because the Novi Chagai told them that the Nes Chanukah is to demonstrate that there is Hashuas HaShechina. It'll become more obvious when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So that's basically what the Yom Tov of Chanukah is all about. We're celebrating, we're supposed to celebrate Al Shem HaOsid, while we're celebrating in anticipation of the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. In Chassidish Sfarim, they quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Yud Tes, you have Tamanya Ape, you have each letter of the alphabet has eight psukim for Aleph, eight psukim for Beis, eight psukim for Gimel. So under the letter Ayin, the pasuk starts off, Arachti ner l'mashichi. So in the Chassidish Svarim, they interpret an additional level of interpretation. We prepare the candles for Chanukah al shem ha'asid. The Nes Chanukah was in order to show that there will be a third Beis HaMikdash when there will be a tremendous Gilui Shechina, and that's going to be in the days when Moshiach comes. So the Gemara says, after the Nes Chanukah occurred, the Chachamim waited a year. L'shana Acheres, Kivon Vasom Yamutav Mahal V'Hidor. They waited a year to see Eich Yipol Dova, what's going to be. Maybe the victory of Chashmonon will be overturned. Maybe the Avodah Zarah will take back the Beis HaMikdash. After a year, they saw things are going in the right direction. The Kohanim took over. The Rambam writes, when the Rambam writes the whole story of Chanukah, so he says, and the Kohanim took over the government. Gevaldik, the Kohanim took over. The Ramban, the Rambam seems to be in disagreement with the Ramban. There's a famous Ramban on Chumash, where the Ramban says, he refers to the Chashmonoim as Chaside Elyon. They were holy tzaddikim, but because they did wrong, they took over the government, so that's why their malchus was doomed to failure, because they violated Tzavuas HaZokin, they violated the instructions of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, before he died, said, Lo Yosu Shevet Me Yehuda, that the government should always be in the hands of Shevet Yehuda, malchus Beis David, from Shevet Yehuda. Even though Shaul HaMelech was appointed, Shaul Moshe from Shevet Binyamin, the Ramban Chumash quotes a Yerushalmi, that was only milchatchila, that was never intended to be kavua. That was only intended to be a temporary government, and the Malchus was always intended to be from Shevet Yehuda. So the Ramban Chumash said that it was an abla, it was highly improper on the part of the Chashmonoim, who were Kohanim, they were from Shevet Levi, that they took over the Malchus. Anyone other than Shevet Yehuda shouldn't be, and Kal v'chomer Kohanim, he has such a Yerushalmi. Kohanim taking over for sure is even worse. So the Rambam seems not to agree. The Rambam, when he writes over how wonderful the Nes Chanukah was, he writes, and the government was taken over by the Kohanim. I mean, that's gewaldic. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the government taken over by the Kohanim means by Shas, by a religious party. The Kohanim are the rabbis. The rabbis took over the government. Rav Lezer Shach is running the government. No, ein lecha dover toiv mizeh. The rabbanim are running the government. So the Rambam apparently holds that the other rabbi, that was a wonderful thing. Where did the Rambam get it from? So some say he got it from the Loshon HaGemara. The Braisa that the Gemara quotes in Bavim Madlik, in Perek Bavim Madlik, and the Braisa says, Keshigobra malchus chashmenoi, they cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash. Why do they say Keshigobra malchus chashmenoi? Sounds like the fact that the Malchus was taken over by the Chashmonoim. Then say, Kshigobra HaChashmonoim. The soldiers of the Chashmonoim won. The Malchus Chashmonoim. Sounds like the Malchus Chashmonoim was part of the wonderful story of Chanukah, that the government was taken over by the Chashmonoim, by the Kohanim. Because the Kohanim are the rabbis. The Kohanim are supposed to be the rabbis, paskening all the shilas for the Bnei Yisrael. So a year later, they realize that it's going in the right direction, that things are getting better. So they established it, they made Chanukah Yontif to recite Halal. Every day you say Halal. And you have Hoidoya. Hoidoya means that you have, when you say Shemona Esrei, you say Mode Manachnu Loch. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChayenu HaMsurim Be'odecha, on Nishmasena HaKudoslav, on Nisech Shebuchol Yom Imanu, on Niflasech V'tevasech Shebuchol Leiser V'Boyke V'Tzoroyim, V'Ala Nisim Ala Purkan. You have V'al this, V'al that. They say, we thank you for A, B, C, D. And then you say, V'al Anisim. That's what it says in Mishnah Brura. It doesn't make sense to say, Al Anisim. Al Anisim is the middle of a sentence. You have to start, Moedim Anach Naloch. Al Chayin Amsurim Be'adecha, semicolon, Al Nishmasin Abkudasloch, semicolon, Val Nisech Shebchayim, Al Niflasech Tevesecha, V'al Anisim V'al Apurk. And the Rambam has it before Hatov Kelochol Rachamech. Hatov Kelochol Rachamech, you're ready summing everything up. After you sum up, then you add on Valandis Malapurkim, so it doesn't fit in then. So the Rambam seems to have in the Nusach HaTfilah that on Chanukah and Purim, when you have a longer version, you say V'alanisim, you don't sum up, it's too late. You leave out Hatov Kelochol Rachamech. You leave it out then. So that's Halal V'Hidoya. The Gemara has a suffix whether you say, when the Chachamim introduced V'alanisim, was it only B'Tfilah or was it even the Birchas HaMazon? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that on Chanukah, it's in the sugya of Chanukah, You're not obligated. They never made a takana. You're not mechuyev to have a suda. If you have a suda on Purim, on Chanukah, it's a suda sarishus. So they never instituted the alanisim in the birchas hamazon. But if you do say it, the Gemara says it's a rishus. It's not considered a hepsik. In the days of the Gemara, they did say the alanisim in the birchas hamazon. And just like in the Shemana Esrei, you say it in Moedim Anach Nolachs, on the Birchus HaMazen, you say it in Noedelecho. It's a Chelga of Hoidoya. You don't say it what you would normally say, but say, O Yalavi Yavoy. Say Yalavi Yavoy is a Bakosh Al Ha'osid. Masha'ini came, so that's to say Rachmano, in the middle of Rachim. Bani Rachma of Yishalayim, Bnei Yishalayim Yerakodesh, that's all Bakosh. Noedelecho is no Bakoshes. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we thank Him, the Allah Nisim, we thank Him for the Nisim and the flaws that He gave us. So the meaning is that you do recite the Allah Nisim and the Birchus HaMazon. The Rishonim all say that if you forget the Allah Nisim, you don't have to repeat the Birchus HaMazon. Even the Shemona Esrei, where they did make a takon, Allah Nisim and the Birchus HaMazon, only a minute. So that's more mistaken to say that you don't have to repeat it. You can't really say, let's say the Gemara says in Brochus, we're not there yet, the Gemara says if one forgets Yalav Yovoi, Leil Chalamoid, by Mayriv, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you forget Yalav Yovoi, Leil Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. The Gemara gives a reason, because Emekachan is a Chodesh Balayla. We're going to have to learn the Gemara, we're going to have to break our heads. What does it mean? We're not Mekadosh the Chodesh today. It was taken care of over 1,000 years ago. So what does God do with Mekachan is a Chodesh Balayla? So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So even if you forgot Yalav Yovoi and Chalamoid, why do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? If he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to say the whole Ma'ariv in the first place. So Tosis quotes from the Halachas Gedolos, from the Sefer Bahag, since we have been davening Ma'ariv for so many centuries, so the Jewish nation has accepted it upon themselves as a minig. Minig is binding mitam nedus, so you mechuyev to dav marav. So if you dav marav on chalamoid and you forgot Yalav Yov, you have to repeat it. So one could have argued the point over here also, since the minig has developed that we do say we alanisim and the birchas hamazon, so you mechuyev to. So one could argue the point, no, so if he said birchas hamazon on Chanukah and he forgot we alanisim, he should have to repeat it again. So the Rishonim say, no, it's not the same. You don't repeat it. There's such a concept that tefillas nedava. So if you forgot Yalav Yov and Ma'ariv, since you obligated Krasher, we all like Chayva Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves as a binding minik to daven Ma'ariv. So even though you did daven Ma'ariv, but you forgot Yalav Yov, so we should daven again to make sure you say Yalav Yov. So there's an institution of nedava, so you can say a second shvanes. There's no institution of birchas hamazon be nedava. So since Mikra Din, you were Yotze the Birchus HaMazon, and it's only a minig that you say the Alanisim in the first place. So you don't permit the person to repeat the Birchus HaMazon because he left out the Alanisim. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, in Hilchas Chanukah, they quote a Tosus in Maseches Megillah. Tosus and Dalar Raman Aleph in Maseches Megillah has a Tosus Diba Maschot Psak. It's like Tosfos said, this is the psak, this is the din. There is no such line in the Gemara. They're saying a psak, unusual for Tosfos. Usually Rashi and Tosfos don't give you a psak. It's Tosfos Diba Maschot Psak. So they say, step by step, what do you do on Purim? So Tosfos says, you say, V'alanisim and the Shemona Esrei. And there were those who said Kishem. So Tosfos said, that's a mistake. You're not supposed to say Kishem. What is Kishem all about? So we have Kishem in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah has in Kuf Peches, I think, when a person forgot Yalav Yovoi in Birchus HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, so the Gemara says you don't repeat the Birchus HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Chiyav Suda. You're not permitted to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you're not mechuyev to eat pas. You weren't obligated to eat bread. So you could have had a cup of coffee, you could have had some vegetable, potato chips or whatever, and they said bar nefashos, you wouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. So even if you happen to eat bread and you're obligated to mention the Ein Amora, he's supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh, but you can't say that he's not Yotze the benching. The benching, you're always Yotze. Even if you didn't say Ritzain Yav Yav, you're always Yotze the benching. The reason why you have to repeat the Birchus HaMazon because he won't Yotze the Suda. But on Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiv Suda. You're not allowed to fast. There's an Issa Tainus. But no chiyubstu de bepas. That's what the Rishonim explained. So therefore, you don't have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon if you forgot Yalav Yalav. And the same thing, the Rambam says, if you forgot Alanisim on Chanukah, you don't have to repeat. If you forgot Alanisim on Purim, that's a machlokes in Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has a machlokes achren. One, because on Purim there is a takana suda. You may mishta v'simcha. There is a chiyuv to have a suda. So maybe one is b'chiyuv to have pas, and if you left out Alanisim, maybe you're not yotzei the suda is Purim. So the Magen Avraham has a machlokes about that. But on Chanukah, for sure, you don't repeat the Birchas Hamazon if one forgot the Alanisim. So the Ramos says, but the minig is after the Olam Ayichasreinu, we add on a few lines of Bakosha, Arachamon Yimochaleinu Yonvar, Rachman is Baruch Bashemayim Vars. We say a few times Arachamon, different Bakoshas, different Chinas. So we should add on another Arachamon, Arachman Yasalon and Isim and Iflos, Hashem Shal Sisal Avasen, Bayam Mohem Azman Azeh. And then you say, Bimei Matisel Binyachem. You say the whole Nusach. So that's why you say Kishem. Kishem shasis ala v'seinu kach tasalon anisim bazman hazeh. That's a bakosha ala habo. Kishem, just like he did miracles, just like he took care of the Jewish people centuries ago, kach tasalon anisim in the floors in the future. So Tosis writes that when you daven in Shmona Esra and you say ala anisim, you shouldn't say Kishem. You shouldn't say Kishem. Because we insert Alanisim in the middle of Moedim, the Gemara says. We say Moedim Anach Naloch, like in Noida Lucho, in the Birchas Hamazons and the Shemana Esra, Moedim Anach Naloch, it's supposed to be Hoidoya with Moedim, we thank you, express our gratitude, Lishaover, for the things that Rabban Shalom did in the test. You're not supposed to have a Bakosha Allah Habo in the middle of Moedim. That's what Tosis says. Rabban Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, wrote a very entertaining autobiography. It's very long-winded, so you have to. It's a school of Arichas Yamin. You have to read everything that he has. When I was in high school, I had nothing better to do, so I used to sit in the library and read his autobiography. So he has one chapter where he points out mistakes in translations. Translations of the Siddur, translations of the Gemara. So I think the title of that chapter is Klisheni. The Klirishon is the original Gemara, and Klisheni is when it's in translation, so it's not as hot as it is in the Klirishon. So it's not as good. So he said that somebody made a German translation of the Gemara Megillah with the Tosfos, with some of the Tosfos, and he didn't know what that meant, Kishem. It's very obvious what it means. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Tosfos. It's a Bakosh Allah Habo. So they thought that there was a text of Allah Nisim that has the Shem Hashem in it, the Shem Amfarish in it. So Tosfos is opposed to mentioning the Shem Amfarish in the Allah Nisim. It has nothing to do with the Shem Amfarish. It means you shouldn't include a Bakosha Allah Habo. Kishem Shasisil Abusena Kach Tasalanu. You don't include that in the middle of Moedim, because Moedim is supposed to be Hoidoya Lusha Over. So this is the Gemara that they made a Yontif of Chanukah. Originally was one of a whole series of Yom Tov Mamigila Steinis. After the Churban Abayis, we paskin all the Yom Tov and were Botlu except for Chanukah and Purim. And what remains is they made it a yontah, but halal v'hoidoya, that you say halal, and you say v'alanisim in moedim and the Shemana Esrei, and in noidalacha in the Birchas Hamoz, and that's a meaning. Then we have the bulk of the sugyan, perek b'madlik, and it's about hadlokas neiris chanukah. That doesn't say, in the original, it said the Shana Acheres, the year after the Nes Chanukah, k'vom asam yom tov mahal v'hoidoya. It never says that they made it, doesn't say they made it a yontah the very next year. So it sounds perhaps that it wasn't made the next year. The takana was not made the next year. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik was saying over from the Polish Yigdolim, that they had a suggestion based on the Lashon HaRambam. The same Rambam, the same as the Gemara. That the next year they made a takana b'halal v'hidoya. And then he writes, a madlikim neiros al Pesach habayis. It doesn't sound like it was made the takana the very next year. So that's what one of the Gedolim in Europe had a suggestion, that maybe that was instituted after the Churban Abayis, that Halakas HaMenorah is Echel HaMikdash. As Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikam, maybe they never had Halakas HaMenorah, maybe it was instituted later. There's a Lubavitcher fellow who has a museum of Torah artifacts in Borough Park. Very, very fascinating museum. You have to have at least 2 weeks, all day long, to see what he has there. There's a lot of explanation that you have to get. It's worth millions of dollars, this stuff that he has there. He has pots and pans from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was an infant in Mitzrayim. He has from Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, it's unbelievable. He has a menorah. He claims that they dated the menorah. That's from the times of the Bais Sheni. He claims he has such a menorah that they say that they used to light menorahs during this Zman Bais Sheni. Okay, we don't know. We don't know exactly. Rav Soloveitchik liked this idea. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But Rav Soloveitchik liked it. Rav Soloveitchik used to say it over the name of the Avnei Nezer. A lot of the students were searching for this Avnei Nezer. Nobody ever found it. So what they found was that one of the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Shua Lekutner, he writes this. Rabbi Shua Lekutner was a prominent goyin. He was one of the three Rabbanim who signed on the Hetter Mechira in the late 1800s, that if you sell the area to an Arab, to a goy, so then you can do Avodas HaKarka in Shnas HaShmita. There was a big Shas HaTchak, so they were Mekom. So he was a great goyin, and he has a sefer on Choshe Mishpat, Yeshua Sisuan, he has a sefer on Yerideah, on Yerideah Chelakal, fantastic sefer. And he has on the Rambam, he has a lot. So in the three volumes of Rabbi Shua Lekutner's Chidusha Torah that they printed. So in the end of one of the volumes, they have a few pages of Chidushin by this son-in-law. So it says in the page, the son-in-law, I don't remember the name, didn't strike a bell. Son-in-law was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. And one of his suggestions was this, that the Hadlokah Samnar was introduced after the Churban HaBayis. Okay, could be. The Hadlokas HaMenorah has to be done in such a way to accomplish Pirsu Minisa. The Gemara says, if you madlik ner Chanukah l'malei mesra mamon l'sholta be'eino, so there's no Pirsu Minisa, so you're not Yotzei. Or the Gemara says, you have to be madlik before Tichle Regal Min Hashuk. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have lamps on the streets, so it was dark at night. When the sun sets, it was dark and hot. They didn't have electric lamps. So people went to sleep. They didn't have electric bulbs in the house either. So they used to go to sleep. They used to wake up at sunrise, go to sleep at sunset. By us, we have electric bulbs, so nothing corresponds to sunrise, sunset. Our zmanim are totally unrelated to sunrise and sunset. So the days of the Gemara, around a half an hour after sunset, the Talmidei, those were a nation of Nochrim, Shem Uma, Rashi writes, the Talmidei used to sell logs, and the people would be roaming around in the streets buying logs from them. And then after there was no more logs to sell, there was no more business, everybody went home. So that's Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. There are a couple of people walking around, but very little Pisumi Nisa. So the Gemara says, you're only Yotze if you light Ner Chanukah Mi Bachutz. You're only Yotze if it's Loi Kosel Regel Min Hashuk. If it's already after Kosel Regel Min Hashuk, you're not accomplishing any Pisumi Nisa. Just like L'mayle Meser Mamad, there's no Pisumi Nisa. So after Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, there's no Pisumi Nisa, so you're not Yotze. So Pisumi Nisa is one of the crucial considerations in Hadlokas HaMenorah. You're supposed to accomplish Pisumi Nisa. We learned that Tosfos has a machlekes, but Rashi and Brochas on Chof HaMeveis, Rashi changed the old girsa. Rashi says, Loi Garsina, Hachi Garsina. Rashi didn't like the old girsa that we have in the Gemara, that the rule, the principle, that mitzvah sesa shazman grom and oshim turais applies both to mitzvahs derais and to mitzvahs derabbanan. That's the way it says in our Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that women are mechuyev in tefillah. So the Gemara says, why would I have thought that not? Because it's a mitzvah says shazman grama. So kamash malon, despite the fact that it's a zman grama, since the purpose of davening is rachmei, so the chachamim are mechuyev the women. So that's what Tosfos explains in a few different places. The Gemara says that women are chayev in haseben and arbekosis on leil haseda. Women are mechuyev in mikram negilim. Women are mechuyev in hadlokas nevis chanukah. And all four of these should really be mitzvah says the shazman grama. And even though they're all mitzvahs midirabbanan, the rule does apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. So really, the women should have been potter. So it's an exception to the rule because of this consideration. Afen habi asanes. So therefore, the women are mechuyev, despite the fact that it's a zman grama. So that's what Tosfos says, that the rule should apply. Mikra din, the rule should apply even to mitzvahs derabbanan. And that's what the Gemara had to give this explanation, why it's a yotze min haklal. What taka is the yotze min haklal? What is main af and rabbi yosei hanes? One of the sources where that line appears, it appears in Psochim in connection with Haseib and Abrakosis. It appears in the Sugyan Baba Madlikim Anech Anakin, and it appears in Masechus Megillah, and also appears in the beginning of Erchin, and of Gimel, where the Gemara quotes, Hakol Chayovim B'mikram Megillah. Women also, because Afen Haibiyas Anech. So in the notes of Rav Dovah L'Shiurim that he gave on Erchin, they have on Dav Gimel that he raised the question, what does it mean, Afen Haibiyas Anech? Do you say that Meikar Adin, only the men should have been Mechuyiv B'mikram Megillah? And Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Because it's a Zman Grama, but because of the consideration, and they made a special takana, women should also be chayef. Well, maybe I should say that what it means perhaps is the following. The whole purpose of Hadlokas Neres is to accomplish Pesumi Nisa. Pesumi Nisa is a mitzvah min HaTorah. That's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and Igdashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to be mefarsim when the Rabbanu Shalom makes a nes when he gives a Yeshua. So maybe even though this form of fulfilling Kiddush Hashem, namely, if you're going to read the Megillah Chanukah and light Neiros Chanukah and Purim and have Haseiba on Shavuos, you're not Yotze. Each one of these is a Zman Grama. These particular mitzvahs, Haseiba, Arba Kosis, Mikra Megillah, and Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, each one is a Zman Grama, but these are branches of a bigger mitzvah deraisa really, which is Ein Bo Zman Grama. Kiddush Hashem is all year long. Bayoma Balaila, all year long, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you should make a Kiddush Hashem. So maybe since these are all aspects of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, maybe that's what it means. Apen hai b'yosaneh, since the nature of Hadlokas HaNeiros is Pesumei Nisa, and Pesumei Nisa is a mitzvah says, Shaloi Azman Grama, so maybe that's what it means, that women are not exempt. Not that they really should have been exempt, but it's a nuchiyah. So that's what Tosus quotes in the name of Tosus, and a few places quotes in the name of the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. Tosus a lot of times disagrees with the Bahag, with the author of the Halachas Gedolos, but they don't want to take him on. They don't want to really fight with him because they have an expression called Dvar B'Dibrei Kabbalah. He lived in the days of the Gaonim. Some say he was one of the Gaonim. The name of the yeshiva was Gaon Yankov. So whoever was the Rosh HaYeshiva was known by a long title, Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankov. So instead of staying such a long pizman, Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankov, so he called him the Goin Bekitza. He called him the Goin. So some say that it was Rabbi Yehudoi Goin, who wrote he was one of the Goinim. Others, the Ramban always says that the Halachas Gedolos was written by Rabbi Shimon Kayora, who lived in the days of the Goinim, but he himself was not the head of the yeshiva. He was a great Goin, but he wasn't officially the Rosh HaYeshiva of the yeshiva's Gaon Yankov. So that's why, because he lived in the days of the Gaon, they had a tradition from the days of the Amara. So Tosis doesn't want to mess with the Bahag all the time, so they always say, Kol Dvar B'Dibrei Kabbalah, and we had to be careful with what he says, even if they think that it's wrong. So one of the famous things that he says, that a woman cannot read the Megillah to be Moitzi a man. Simple reading of the Gemara is not so. The Gemara Nerchen Dab Gimel, the Gemara Megillah also. Simple pshat is that women are just Mechuyiv as the men. So that's where Rabbelvela Soloveitchik raised the question, what does it mean, Afen Hai B'Yosanes? If it means that Meikaret, then women should have been Pata, but it's a new consideration why we say women should be Chayv. So then it's room to say it's a lower level. Ikra Megillah for the men is a real Chayv, and for the women is a little lower, because it's only Afen Hai B'Yosanes. And there's room to say they were only Mechayv women, maybe they were never Mechayv Avodim. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's an issue. The only mechayiv, let's say, in Halakas, in Mikra Megillah, you only mechayiv avadim shuchrorim, or even avadim shuchrorim agerim. So of course they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs like anybody else. What about an eved sheinu meshuchra? So that's an issue. The Rambam in the Tur, where an eved sheinu meshuchra is also chayiv. If you say this fancy pshat, afen rabbi yosei hanes means that the nature of the mitzvah is pesumei nisa, even though this particular form of Kiddush Hashem is a Zman Grama, to lay the Megillah on Purim and to light Neiros Chanukah and Chanukah, but since it's a branch of that bigger mitzvah, which is not Zman Grama, so then you should come out that Avodim for sure, Chayiv and Nashim are the same Chiyuv as the men. Everybody should be in the same level of Chiyuv. So to say that Avodim are not mechuyev, and to say that women are on a lower level, you have to assume that Afan Rabbi Yosanes is a new mechayev, a new reason. That's a question, is that correct? The Gemara says, Beferish menigir tahadlokas neris chanukah. And one of the Amorim says that when I was single, I used to go home at the beginning of the night to be madlik neris chanukah. And now that he got married, now he can go home at 1 o'clock at night. He can learn the base medrash deep into the night. Deep into the night. His wife is going to, Ishti madleka, my wife is going to light. How is he yotze with the wife's hadloka? If you say that the chiv of the women is a lower level because often I be osanes, how can a woman be moitzi a man? A man is on a higher level. So the simple reading in the Gemara is against the Bahag. So you have to drei, the Turi Eben HaMegillah stands on his head, he wants to explain. What the Bahag meant to say was that the chiyuv of the women, Afan Rabbi Yosanes, is only midirabbanan. The chiyuv of the men in Mikra Megillah is midirikabbalah. So that's why women cannot be moitzi a man. Midirikabbalah is a higher level of a dindirabbanan. If you have a dindirabbanan that's recorded in the Vim Uksuvim, that's called dindirikabbalah. And the Gemara has a lotion in Tainis, dindirikabbalah, kidiritoridamian. That's closer to a dindiraisa. So that's why it doesn't affect Chanukah, because Chanukah is not dindirikabbalah. Chanukah is midirabbanan. The men are midirabbanim, so the women are midirabbanim. That's already a big chiddush to assume like that, that the Mikra Megillah is the Rikabolim. Rabbi Kivega quotes that Turi Eben Aloha Lamaisa. Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch quotes, if a person is misupik, if he missed the word in Mikra Megillah, when they clap haman, so sometimes you're not sure if he missed the word, so the Turi Eben, Shagazai writes in the Sefer on Megillah, that the Mikra Megillah is the Rikabolim, the Rikabolim could be Turi Dam, and that's why you have to lane over, you have to go lechumra misofik. I treat it like a sofik deraisa lechumra. Not everybody agrees with that Turi Eben. The Mincha Saluza, the Minkacha, has a chiva, where he disagrees. He brings rise that the Mikra Megillah is not a Dibri Kabbalah. It's a Din Derabban. It's only called the Dibri Kabbalah. Shalach Manas, Matanas Levyanim, and Mishta Visimcha, that's Dibri Kabbalah. Because that appears in Tanakh, in Sefer Esther. It says Beloshin Tzivui. But Mikra Megillah doesn't say Beloshin Tzivui. It just says Hayam and Ma'ela Nizkarim V'Na'asim. The days are spoken of. Nizkarim. The days are spoken of. And spoken of is a reference to the Mikra Megillah. So it says that you read the Megillah. But since it doesn't say Beloshin Tzivui, that's what the Mincha Soloza quotes on Rishonim say. If something is mentioned Derech Agav in Tanakh, but it doesn't say Beloshin Tzivui, so he thinks that that's not called, he quotes Rashi and Tainus, that's not considered a Dibri Kabbalah. So that's an exception to the rule that women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, however you understand. Women are mechuyev in Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, even though it should have been a Zman Groma. It should have been Pater, even though it's the Rabbanan, but they're mechuyev because Afan Rabbi Yosanes. The Gemara says, very strange, the Pnei Shu'a, very strange. You only have it over here. They instituted Melech HaTchila, sounds like from day number one, when they instituted the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris, so they instituted a Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin. Where do you have it like that? A Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? You never have like that. There's a part of the Takana was a Mahadrin like Ne'er Luch Alech HaYechod, Mahadrin and a Mahadrin like the Perchas V'Elech HaMoseh V'Elech. Why in the world did they do that? Why did they make a Mahadrin with a Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? It's always nice to do hidimitz, but why? So all of a sudden over here, this was part of the initial takana, there should be mahadrin. So the Pnei Yeshua has his suggestion. He quotes a kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. Why did you need the whole miracle in the first place? The din is that a korban shizmana kavuar, a korban that you have to bring the korban today. If you don't bring it today, you lose out your chance. So hadlokas hamnor is like a korban, just like pouring the wine down the pipes on the mizbeach. There's also a korban. Not all korbanos are burnt on the fire. Emurim in koimetz of the mincha is burnt on the fire. If you pour wine or you pour nisach hamayim on sukkah, pour wine down the pipes on the mizbeach, that's also a korban. And the lechem aponim is also a korban. It's a korban mincha. And you burn the bazicha levana. You have two cups. The two maroches, sheish hamareches, six and six is 12, the 12 lechem aponims, and next to each pile of six, a marechas of six, was bazicha levayna, and then you burn the bazicha levayna on the mizbech. So that's like haktoras hakaimetz, is matter the shiori haminchas, the haktaris habazicha levayna, is matter the kohanim to eat the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim is considered like a korban mincha, and the kohanim eat it like shiori mincha. So it's a din by all the karbanos that is manam kavua. If you have no choice and you have to bring it betumah, the alternative is you'll miss out on the mitzvah, or you do it betumah. So the din is that you makrev it betumah. So why was there a need for a miracle? They could have done the hadlakas hamenor in the state of tumah. It's like a korban shezman kavu. That's where the Pnei Shul quotes the kasha from the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi lived earlier. Chacham Tzvi lived in Vilna the same time as the Shach and the same time as the Chalkas Mechoykek. Then they had to run for their lives. Malchem Olnitzki was slaughtering Jews. He was killing all the Jews. That's known as Gderes Tach V'Tat. Tach V'Tat was 1648 and 1649. There were big pogroms, so they all ran away. They all ran away from Vilna. I remember years ago when we were touring in Vilna, so the tour guide kept on explaining everything about the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon lived, and where the Vilna Gaon daven, and where he walked, and where he did everything, where he sneezed. So I asked her, what about the Shach? Where did the Shach? So he said, the Shach was not a rabbi. He taught secular studies to young children. Shach was not a rabbi. Okay. The Shach, he ran away from Vilna, so that's why they forgot about him. The Vilna Gaon didn't he? The Vilna Gaon lived and he died in Vilna. So they talk about the Vilna Gaon all the time. The Shach apparently doesn't sell, so they don't talk about the Shach. But they all lived in Vilna. So then the Chacham Tzvi ran away, and he became a Chacham. He became a rabbi by Sfardim. He ran to England, and it didn't work out. Nothing worked out for him. Then he went to Amsterdam, and he became a Chacham by the Sfardim. But he was a real Ashkenazi. That was his name, Tzvi Ashkenazi. He was a Chacham, like Chacham Lieberman. Was a Chacham, but he was a real Ashkenazi, Rabbi Lieberman. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes this kasha. Pnei Yeshua was in the 1700s, a little later. So he quotes this kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. Why was there a need for the miracle? The Baruch Hashem doesn't do miracles unnecessarily. The din is that he can do the hadlokas hamadar if need be. He can do the hadlokas hamadar but tuma. So why was there a need for a miracle? So the Pnei Yeshua says, if you do the hadlokas hamadara bituma, it's a lower level of kiyum mitzvah. If you do it betara, it's bishlei muso. Take the marshal. If you bring, let's say, your makrev on every Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, you bring musafim, so you bring a chatos, a soil lachatos. So the kohanim eat it. Zichrei kohen eat it. Yom alaylo at chatos. On Shabbos, they know there are musafim, but they're only oilers. They're no chatos. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif and Chalamayid, you bring a chatos also. For kapor, soil lachatos lachaper. So if you had to be makriv the soil chatos in the state of tumah, you yotze the mitzvah. But the kohanim are not allowed to eat it, because the mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. The only korban that if it's brought betumah is nechal betumah is korban pesach. That's the mishnah in Pesachim. A pesach shev korban betumah nechal betumah shemitchilos labo ela al Halo achila. The whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is that it should be eaten. The chatos, the siri chatos, Amash Chodesh and Anyantav and Chalamayid, is not brought lachila. It's brought for kapora purposes. If you can eat it, you eat it. If you can't eat it, you don't eat it. So if it's brought betumah, you don't eat it. But, so a korban, true a korban, shizmana kavu is dechatume, but it's shalom b'shlei musa. So the hider mitzvah is to bring the korban, shizmana kavu, a bit tahara. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom made the miracle to enable the Bnei Yisrael to fulfill a mitzvah la-mahadrin. So maybe that's what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Mahadrin and Mahadrin and a Mahadrin Davke by Neres Chanukah, because the whole miracle was only for the purpose of having Mahadrin. That's the suggestion, the famous suggestion of the Pnei Yeshua and that Daf. And that Daf in Maseches Shabbos and Bema Madlikin. So the Chachamim made a takana of hadlokas hamadar. The Gemara has a machlekes where the also the shtamish leor aner, a muta the shtamish leor aner. We pass can also the shtamish leor aner, and there were three different explanations given. So we recite haneris halal kodeshem ve'enlon amishus lehishtamish b'hem. That's what we recite. Where do we get that from? The text of the haneris halal appears in the Masechah Sofrim. of Soloveitchik had the impression from the way it says on Masechta Sofer and Shulchan Aruch that if a person does Hadlokas HaMenorah and he doesn't say Haneros Halolo, he's not Yotze. You have to do Pirsumi Nisa. So just like on Purim you do Pirsumi Nisa, you read a long Megillah, you tell the whole story. And on Pesach you do Pirsumi Nisa, you just do Haseb and Abrakosis. No, you tell a long Haggadah, you tell Sipitzis Mitzrayim. So to on Chanukah, it's not enough just to be Mavik Naneris. Maybe you have to say Haneros Halolo, Kodeshem, etc., etc. Most Tzur is not Miyakev. Clearly not Miyakev. That was composed in later generation. But a Masechah Sofrim is not from the Tanoim, it's from the Gaonim. It was written in the days of the Gaonim, written by the Gaoni Eretz Yisrael. Has a lot of times Minhagim from Eretz Yisrael, which they didn't have in Bavel. But it could well be that this reflects part of the Takana from day number one, that you have to have, for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa, you have to tell over part of the story. And there is Allah, a swear that it's Ma'akib B'riyev. So that Nusach, and there is Allah, the Kodesh and the Ein Lanam Rishus, the Stamish Bem, means that we treat it like the Neris and the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to get Hanoi. It's Kodesh. In the Gemara, it says that that's not correct. In the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara says this Machlaikis, with Muta the Stamish Laraner, Osa the Stamish Laraner. So one of the Amorim said, Osa the Stamish Laraner. Then he says, Ki Amite Kamedi Shmuel, and I told it over the Shmuel, so Shmuel's reaction was, V'chi Ner Chanek Kedusha Yeshbo. Doesn't have Kedusha. Why should it be Osa the Stamish Laraner? So the Gemara holds that that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. But that's what the authors of the Aneris Halalu, from the days of the Gaim, they hold that Lamaskana, that is the case. Others give a different reason. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara says, when you do Kisui Hadam, there's a pasuk in Chumash, when you shecht Chai V'yof, when you shecht the Behem, but doesn't need Kisui Hadam. Rabbi Tendler was my Rebbe in the first year of high school here in Yeshiva. He was a fantastic Rebbe. He was very entertaining. So one of his famous lines was, there were a lot of students in Yeshiva who would, on their way to the train station, they would take off their yarmulke. He said, Behemoth doesn't need kisui. That's it. Only chayviyot. Behemoths don't need kisui. So when you shecht chayviyot, you need kisui hadam. Kisui hadam doesn't have to be done with the right hand or the left hand. Strictly speaking, you can hold the chicken in one hand and your left hand. You have to hold it that it doesn't start flapping. Now in the slaughterhouses, they have a goy. Hold on to the chicken, and the shechet cuts one after the other. He cuts 100 chickens a minute. Every split second, he cuts every half a second, he cuts the shechet another chicken. He shechet very quickly. But if you don't have someone else holding the chickens, you have to hold the chicken with the left hand, you shechet with the right hand. So how do you do kisei adam? So you kick with your foot. So the Gemara says, no. You're not allowed to do kisei adam with your foot. Why not? There's no halacha. Gemara says, bizoi mitzvah. It's not bekovedik to do the mitzvah. Just like you do the shechita with your hand, strictly speaking, you can shecht with your foot also. If you can hold the knife in your foot, in between your toes, you can shecht with your foot also. But normally a person shechts with his hand. If he's a righty, shechts with the right hand. There's no din, but normally he shechts with the right hand. So you should do kisei adam also with the hand. You shouldn't do with the foot. Shalayuhu mitzvahs bezuyas olav. So Gemara says that that's the reason why also the shtamish le'ora ner mishum bize mitzvah shelo yehu mitzvah bezuya salam. So the Balamor paskens like that. And the Balamor says therefore it's only also a tashmish shel chol. You're not allowed to do keneged or haner. The Gemara says ein martzen mois keneged haner. Let's say I want to see how much change I have in my pocket. So I have to look in the light. I have quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies. What do I have? I have bills. I don't know. Are they singles? Are they $2 bills? $5 bills? $10 bills? $100 bills? How big is it? So I want to see what the amount of money is. So the Gemara said that's an example. Also, the Shlomo Shlaran there to count the money that you have. But what if a person is looking up something in the Shulchan Aruch? Loran there. So that's a Tashmish Shal Kedusha. So the Balamor said that is permissible. Because the whole reason why it's also, the Shtamish Loraner, the Maskana, Gemara comes to the Maskana, it's not because Kodesh, but it's rather because of Biza Mitzvah. So that's not a Biza Mitzvah. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch comes to disagree with the Balamor. So he says, also, the Shtamish Loraner, Afilo Tashman Shel Kedusha. He knows that Rabbein Zrachei Alevi holds that it's Mutter. So he says, we don't pass like that, it's us. So what's taka the reason why? So Rashi gave a third reason. Rashi on the Gemara, so there's Tamish Loran there. Rashi says because he want to have heker, that it should be for the sake of Pisumi Nisa. Every home years ago had to have candles. They didn't have electric bulbs. Everybody had to have a candle, otherwise it's going to be dark because it's the middle of the night. So if you're going to be Mishtamish Loran there, so it won't be noticeable that there's any Pisumi Nisa. You always have a candle in the house at night. So you shouldn't trip, you shouldn't fall ala Eitzim ala Avonim. That's where Rashi writes, that if you're going to be Mishtamish Loran there, it won't be Nikr, you won't have any Pisumi Nisa, because it won't have any Heker. According to Rashi, L'chorva, it's only... I remember Rav Soloveitchik asked a question. The Gemara has a discussion, what if a person is so poor, he can't afford to pay for Neris Shabbos and for Neris Chanukah? So should he use the money that he has for Ner Chanukah, or should he use it for Ner Shabbos? So the Gemara says, even though Pisumi Nisa is such an important consideration, you have to sell the shirt off your back, Marcha has Ksuso, but if he only has enough money to buy one candle, say she used that candle for Ner Shabbos, not use it for Ner Shal Chanukah, because Shalom Bayis Shalom Yikol Shal Be'etzu Be'evin. The Rav Soloveitchik is, what's the problem? If you hold Mutta L'shtamish L'or HaNer, so use the same Ner for Shabbos and for Chanukah. So he said, it would appear from the Gemara that for sure is not permissible. To use the Ner Chanukah Kavua, I'm going to eat my whole meal L'or HaNer, that for sure there's no Hekere. Rashi is giving you what L'chol HaDeis, everybody agrees. You're going to use the Ner Chanukah B'kviyas, every night I light a candle in my apartment, I should see what's happening. So I'm going to use it big fears for everything. That's for sure not permissible. The shah is a slight hishtamshus. So Rashi learns even that's not permissible because you need hekera. And the Gemara seems not to hold like that. The Gemara seems to hold a different reason because bizoy mitzvah. So those are the three different reasons that are given why it's also the shtamish le'or aner. Then the Gemara in the first sugya has the beginning sugya in Perek Bamlam Adlikin. Has that machlekes where the mutar also the shtamish l'oran there? That has machlekes. What's the din of kafsa? Where the kafsa zokakla, kafsa ain't a zokakla. If the ner chanukah you lit the ner chanukah in such a way that it looked like it's going to burn for a significant amount of time, and then it blew out accidentally in the middle. If kibbo, if you blow it out in the middle, so then all the poskim say you got to light it again. You're not yetze. But if kosa meileho went out by itself, so would you say? Zokakla, you have to rekindle it. Oh no, ain't a zokakla. So we pass the kopsa, ain't a zokakla. Why is ain't a zokakla? So there are two interpretations why. So one interpretation is, you want to have Pisumi Nisa for half an hour, or for a few hours, you want to have. And if you only had for 10 minutes, and then it went out. So, but yeah, but you have a mixas Pisumi Nisa, is also good. So that's what the Taz says. So the Taz says that... against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it says, on Erev Shabbos, you light the Neris Chanukah after Plaga Mincha, before sunsets. And then after you light Neris Chanukah, then you light Neris Shabbos. Should you do the reverse? Shouldn't you say, Torah B'Sheinah, Torah, Torah Kodim? Why shouldn't you light Neris Shabbos first and then light Neris Chanukah? So we're machmer l'chatchila for the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, again, called Rav Dibre Kabbalah, even though the Rishonim think that it's not right. The Mikra then we don't follow, we don't pass like the Bahag, but L'chatchila v'machmeh, for part of the Bahag. Bahag said, based on a passage in the Gemara, this is the way he interpreted the Gemara, that when somebody, and you have a whole family, a husband and a wife and 9 children, so whoever lights the candles, the wife usually lights, whoever's going to light the candles, so it's a Kabbalah Tasef Shabbos Bal Karcha for all the Bnei Abayis. All the members of the family have to stop doing malacha. So if someone's going to light Neris Shabbos first, then you can't light Neris Chanukah. Then you're stuck. You can't. So because of the Bahag's opinion, you have to first light Neris Chanukah and then light Neris Shabbos afterwards. But yevid, what if the person made a mistake? He first lit Neris Shabbos and he didn't daven mincha yet. He has a mind he's going to go to shul and daven mincha. If he's mekabel Shabbos, he can't daven mincha. Not allowed to daven tefillah schol after he mekabel tasef Shabbos. So we paskin that Meikar Adin, we don't really hold like the Bahag. L'chatchila, we avoid violating his shita. So, but yeah, but if a person lit first Neiros Shabbos, he still has to light Neiros Chanukah. So our practice is that we light Neiros Chanukah, and then afterwards we light Neiros Shabbos. So what if we're only machmel? See, the Bahag is of the opinion that when the wife benches licht, it's Kabbalah Tashav Shabbos Bal Korchai for the whole family, for all the people who are yotze with her hadloka. That's the husband, the wife, and all her 9 children. Everybody's yotze with the mother's hadloka, so they all have to abstain from locha. So we're not even machmel l'chatchila for that. We're only machmel for the woman herself. That's Kabbalah Tashav Shabbos for the woman. And if it's a real Shasat Chag, then we allow her to have in mind to make a Tanai that she's not Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, and even she's allowed to do Malocha afterwards. But we're not even Machmel Lechatchila for the whole Bahag, that he said that it's a Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos Bal Korchar for all of Bnei Abayis. So in Shulchan Aruch they have this discussion. Let's say you lit the Neiros Chanukah first, and then before you had a chance to light Neiros Shabbos, the Neiros Chanukah went out. It's still before the Shkia. It's way before the Shkia. You didn't light Neiros Shabbos yet. So you say, even in such a case, Kopsa Eino Zokoklo. Maybe Kopsa Eino Zokoklo means you really should have had at least a half an hour or a few hours of Bisuvin Isom. You only had 10 minutes and then it blew out by accident. So then you say, well, 10 minutes Bisuvin Isom, but yeah, it is good. But over here, you didn't have any Bisuvin Isom. You lit when the sun is still shining. And it didn't burn into the light, into the night at all. You have to have, even according to the Vilna Gaon, that the correct Zman to Hadlokeh is after the Shkia before Tzeis, but the Mishnah Berurah points out, even the Vilna Gaon would agree, you have to have such long candles that will burn half an hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. So the Pisumi Nisa has to be Balayla, after the Tzeis HaKachavim, not Bayom. So the Taz is of the opinion that if the Neiros Chanukah went out Mubod Yom, on Friday, before you bench licht for Shabbos, then you're obligated, Mikra, then you're obligated to light again. And the Ramah says not so. The Ramah says that once you did the hadlaka properly, even if the Neiros went out before Shabbos, you didn't even accomplish 10 minutes, you didn't accomplish 5 minutes of Pisuminis. Went out Mibod Yom. So we say that Kopsein is Okoklo. So that's a machlekes. How do you understand that din Kopsein is Okoklo? In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber puts it together with another din. The Gemara has a machlekes, where the hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. What does it mean? Acher shayt v'kotten meikar adin anat mechuyev in mitzvah. So let's say, acher shayt v'kotten to be madlik the menorah for me. So the Gemara says, mishenim mechuyev b'dover ein emotzi asurab mehendech haivosom. So if the acher shayt v'kotten does the hadlaka for me, I'm not yoytzeh. So what do I have to do? I have to blow it out and light it again. That's how we paskin, because the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Hilchas the Hadlaka is a mitzvah. And in the days of the Gemara, there was a Shita HaCholekes, there was an opposite opinion, that Hanocha is a mitzvah. Even though the Cherush HaTavikot lit it, and you're not Yotze with his Hadlaka, if you pick it up and you put it down again, that's perfectly okay, because Hanocha is a mitzvah. Then the Gemara said that we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. So in the Shulchan Aruch they put together, because we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah, that's why we paskin kopsa einu zokekla. If it went out by itself, you yotze, because you did the hadlaka, hadlaka is a mitzvah. But if the din would have been hanocha is a mitzvah, so then there would be room to say that kopsa is zokekla. It's interesting, the Gemara never put the two together. Why not? It's a good question. The Mechaber puts the two together. The reason why Kopsa ain't a Zokot law is because Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Gemara says if someone had candles burning from Erev Shabbos and it's still burning on Matzoy Shabbos and he wants to use those candles for the sake of Neiros Chanukah. So the Gemara says he has to blow out the menorah and light it again. L'shem hadlokas Neiros Chanukah Mitzoyi Chanukah. So Tosfos asks, but if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, so why can't you just pick it up and put it down again? Just do a Hanocha? Why do you have to do a new Hadlaka all over again? So Tosfos says, even if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, but Hadlaka has to be L'shem Neir Chanukah. So if a Cherush HaTavikotan lights it, Cherush HaTavikotan Ala B'nei Deyaninu, whenever you need das, when you want to make a kinyan, you want to take a neder, you want to make kiddushin, you want to make a get. So an issue that requires das, cheresh ha'tvikotin don't have das. But if all you need is kavanah, so cheresh ha'tvikotin can be b'nei kavanah. So Tosfos says, the price in the Gemara that if the candles were burning from Friday afternoon till Matzoy Shabbos and they want to use those candles not to be Yotzad Lokan Deres Chanukah, Tosfos says he lit it l'shem Shabbos. It wasn't lit l'shem Chanukah. So if you're going to pick it up and put, he's a fine Hanocha, it's a mitzvah, but you're doing Hanocha on a Ner Shel Shabbos because it was lit on Friday l'shem Shabbos. So everyone agrees that you have to have Hadlokah l'shem Ner Chanukah to create a Chevtz of an Ner Chanukah. So if it would be lit by a Cheresh HaTvikotin, they're B'nai Kavana. It depends how young the child is. Cheresh HaTvikotin, it depends how much of a Shaita is he and how much of a Cheresh is the person. If he's totally out of it, he doesn't know what he's doing at all, then it's not called the Hadlok of the Shem Nechanika either. But if he's a little bit, a Cheresh means retarded, and Shaita means deranged. And a cut means before bar mitzvah, but they understand a little bit, know a little bit about Chanukah al pi din, and not b'nei dayan. They don't. Whenever you need das, cheresh to be cut and can't have das. But whenever it's enough kavanah, so they can't have kavanah. That's the Gemara Chulin in the first parak. Chaim points it out, and it's safe on Hilchus Chalitza that a cheresh to be cut are b'nei hachi of kavanah. They're just excluded from das. So that's what Tosfos says. If the cheresh to be cotton light the menorah, if the din would have been hanocha is a mitzvah, so the cheresh to be cotton lit it l'shem ner chanukah, it's a chepetz of ner chanukah. It can't be motzi me l'sheni mechui bedaber and motzi as achem derechay vasam. So I have to pick it up and put it down again. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, then it would be good. We pass kan hadlaka is a mitzvah, so it doesn't help. I didn't do the hadlaka, so I have to blow it out and light it again. And this brisa that says that if it was burning from Friday afternoon till Matzoy Shabbos, everyone agrees you have to blow it out, even if the old Hanocha is a mitzvah. Why? Because here he lit it l'shem ner Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. He lit it l'shem ner Shabbos, so the Hadlokka was done l'shem ner Shabbos. So you have to have everyone agrees, you have to have Hadlokka has to be l'shem ner Chanukah. Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi says b'feirish, he lit it l'shem ner Chanukah on Friday afternoon, not l'shem ner Shabbos. So perhaps Rashi agrees with everything that Tosfos says, but maybe just disagrees. The Hadlokah of the fourth night of Chanukah is different from the Hadlokah of the third night of Chanukah. If this candle was lit for the third night of Chanukah, so it's a different Ner Chanukah, and Tosfos holds no. First night, second night, third night, it's all the same thing. A Ner Chanukah is a Ner Chanukah is a Ner Chanukah, it's all the same thing. So if it would have been lit on Friday night, l'shem Ner Chanukah, and it's still burning on Matzoy Shabbos, if the din would have been that Hanocha is a mitzvah, you would just pick it up and put it down. But if you hold Hadlokah is a mitzvah, so then you're not Yotze, because the Hadlokah was done for Friday night, then you have to do Hadlokah for Matzoy Shabbos. So that seems to be the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Is the Ner Chanukah of the fourth night the same as the Ner Chanukah of the third night? Just have a different number of candles, or no? Just like Ner Shabbos is a different Ner. So Ner Yom Shlishi is not the same as a Ner for the Yom Revi. Each day of Chanukah is different. So again, so the Shulchan Aruch puts these two topics together, that the reason why we paskin Kovsa Einu Zokah Klof, the Ner Chanukah blew out by itself, you don't have to light it all over again, is because Hadlokah is a mitzvah. If there didn't would have been Hanocha is a mitzvah, maybe you would have had to rekindle it. But in the Gemara never puts the two together.
Would the new bracha on the fourth night tell you that it's not the same candle as the third night? And the fact that you have to make the bracha every night, should
be you have an obligation every night to see to it that you have a Ner that's burning. But the Shaila is over here. I lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah on the third night, and it's still burning 25 hours later, so I want to just pick it up and put it down. I want to do the mitzvahs if you hold Hanocha. We don't pass like that. If the din would have been Hanocha, where in the world did they get such a wild idea that Hanocha? We don't pass like that. Where did they get such an einfall as a havamina? There was an opinion in Gemara, Hanocha is a mitzvah. Where did they get that? The Pashtus is Hadlokah is a mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi and Chumash, in between Bereshis and Shmos, points out that the Rambam Shitas and the Beis Hamikdash, Hanocha is a mitzvah. That's where the Gemara is starting off from that. Because the Rambam, there's a Gemara in Yuma. Thing in the second parak in the Chops, when the Gemara Yom is talking Azara Korev Yumos. What does it mean, Azara Korev? If a non Koyan is Azar, who is Makrav Karbonis, so he's Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. I had a professor in college who taught Jewish history, so he didn't know how to translate the Pasuk. So I remember they once asked him, they found the inscription on the Harabayis that if a non Jew enters past this point, they put them to death. It's in Greek or Latin, I don't know. They have the inscription there. So one of the students asked him, why did they want to put him to death? So the professor said, Pasuk Chumash, Azari Karav Yumas, a non-Jew who walks in is put to death. So it's a good shot, only three mistakes. Azar does mean a goy, it means a non-Kohen. A Karav does mean he walks in, it means he's Makro Kabbana. Yumas means Misa B'dei Shamayim. But otherwise, everything else is a good shot. Everything else is fine. That's like in Yiddish folklore, they say that the Balabatim, we're having different chazonim testing them out to see whom they want to hire for Ashani Yom Kippur. So one chazon they tested him out and they said he's gevaldik, he just needs two people in the choir, one for the nusach and one for the ivra. Otherwise he's gevaldik. Nusach is to say the word, the nusach is the nigan and the ivra to pronounce the words correctly. Otherwise it was great, yeah. So the Gemara there discusses that din. Azara Karav Yumas, if a non-Kohen does HaKrovas HaKabon, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim, doesn't apply to every single Avodah. There are Avodahs that require a Kohen, but still, if a non-Kohen does the Avodah, he wouldn't be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara comes, it's very restricted. Hardly, I think the Gemara only has four Avodahs, and Gansam, four Avodahs that Azara is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, why not Hadlokas HaMenorah? Azar does Hadlokas HaMenorah. So the Gemara says, Hadlok alab avodahi. Hadlok as hamnar is not an avodah. So the Rambam took the Gemara literally. Hadlok as hamnar is not an avodah. You don't even need a coin. It's mutal l'chatchila. To have a non-coin light the menorah. How is that physically possible? They only permitted the non-Kohanim to enter into the Azorah midirabbanah. They had milas midirabbanah. Chumis midirabbanah. It's called milas. So they only permitted non-Kohanim to enter the first 11 Amos in the Azorah. And after that, only Kohanim were allowed to enter. So how can a Zar walk all the way into the Heichal? The Heichal is all the way into the Heichal in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first section, and light the menorah. How can he go? They don't let a Zar walk in over there. So Rama says, no, if they took the menorah out, a Kohen went into the Heichal. They took the menorah out to the Yud Aleph Amah. First 11 Amos were the with the Zarim are allowed to go, and a non-Kohen would light it, it's mutar l'chatchila, but then the Rambam says, you're not yetz in the mitzvah until a Kohen takes the menorah and puts it into the Heichal. So he says, Hanocha is a mitzvah. The Rambam is saying, Hanocha is a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, because until you put it into the Heichal, you're not yetz in the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi writes, that's why the Gemara had this whole suffix in the first place. Iboiluhu, Hadlocha is a mitzvah, Hanocha is a mitzvah. Where in the world did they get such a wild idea? Hanocha is a mitzvah, they got it from the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, that's what it was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Hanocha is a mitzvah. Because it's mutar l'chatchila to have a non-Kohen do the hadloke, as long as a Kohen will take it into the Heichal and put it in the correct location. That's a chiddush. Anyway, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we don't, even if you hold like that in the Beis HaMikdash, but by us we pass on hadloke is a mitzvah. It's not Hanocha is a mitzvah. We pass on hadloke is a mitzvah. Yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash, how often did they light the menorah? So the Pasuk Chumash says, every evening, they had lit it, Me'erev HaBoker. They're supposed to put in so much oil that it should burn all night long. The Rambam has a Chiddush, that in the morning, when they did the Hatovah, so they would clean out all of the 8 cups on top, and then they would fill it up with oil again, with a wick. So everybody assumed that's called Hatovah. You clean out what's left. If the flame went out, you clean out what's left, and you fill it up with oil, and you're prepared for tonight's Hadlaka. So the Rama says, no, when they did the Hatovah in the morning, so they did another Hadlaka, and then at night, when it's time to light, then they did, every day they did 2 Hadlakas. Just like you have Tomas Shashach, Tomas Shalabayin Abayim, you have Minchas Chaditim, the Kain Godel, you have the Machtzisa Bebek, Machtzisa Be'erev, you have Kteris, was Korv in the morning and the evening. So the same thing, Hadlokas HaMenorah, was twice every day. The Rashba is a tshuva where he disagrees with this Rama. He says, there is no such thing. There's no source in the Gemara at all. The Chumash just says that they did the Hadlok at night. And in fact, he asked the kasha. The Mishnah says, "Hey, mechal chenas hamnor ela b'hadlok shel bein ha'abayim." The Gemara points out in Chumash it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan, Sabayim shachem v'yikadosh oisom. He had shemen amishcha, and he did mishicha b'shemen amishcha and all the big dekuna and all the klisharis. So the pasuk says, "Vayim shachem," where the mem sof is, "v'yikadosh oisom." So the Gemara says, "Oisom b'mishicha v'lo ledoris b'mishicha." That was a hirasha. Only kol hakelim shasa Moshe, the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made was mishichas mikachasim. The Kalm B'Yelech in the later generations is no longer, there is Shemen HaMishcha, but you never use it to be Mekadosh Kelim. It's Avedosa Mechan Chasim, when you do the Hadlokah HaMenorah. If you make a new menorah, when you do the Hadlokah is Mechanachin. Not, you don't use Shemen HaMishcha to be Mekadosh the menorah. Kol HaKelim Shasim Moshe, Mishichasim Mekad Shasim, Mekalm B'Yelech Avedosa Mechan Chasim. So the Mishnah says, when you made a new menorah, the Hashmonaim had to make a new menorah. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't explain, someone must have walked off with the old menorah. The Gemara doesn't explain what happened to the old menorah. The Gemara says they had to make a new Mizbeach. They say what happened, because the old Mizbeach was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So that was became puzzle. If you use the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, it became puzzle. So the all the Avonim from the old Mizbeach, Sheshiktsum an Sheyovim, it was used, Shiktsum means a Loshen from Tanakh. Shikat Hamishayim is a description of an Avodah Zarah in Tanakh. So the Avnei HaMizbeach were used for Hakrova Avodah Zarah, so they put it away in a lishka like in a museum that people should be able to see. These Avonim used to be in the Mizbeach, and they had to make a new Mizbeach. And then Gemara said they had to make a new menorah. Doesn't say what happened to the old menorah. Maybe someone walked off with it. Maybe also was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. The Gemara asked the Kasha, and if the Goyim come into my house and they bow down to my furniture, so the furniture becomes asaba. No, we have a rule, how can they decide? It doesn't belong to them. How can they decide to designate the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes if it belongs to the Jewish people? So the Gemara says, they found a pasuk in Yecheskel, I think, that says, Oboba pritzim chilalu. When the pritzim come in, and they use the things in the Beis HaMikdash, they use the klisharis, or they use the money, for the secular purposes, the Gemara says, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was tons of money in the Beis HaMikdash that was Hugdash. And then that money was used by the Roman soldiers, and they blended it into the whole economy. Everybody was using money. The Gemara asked, how would the religious Jews allow to use money? Maybe this is the money from the Beis HaMikdash, and they're getting hung off on the money. So the Gemara says, the same pasuk, Boba Pritz Mechilu, goes on the money in the Beis HaMikdash, and it goes on the kelim and the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was yotze lechulin. Boba pritz mechilalu. That's a gemara now with Zohar daft nun beis. So on that daft and daft nun beis, there's machlek is the Balamor and the Ramban. Who are the pritzim that you're talking about? So the Balamor says that the pritzim Yisrael, these are the misyavnim, not the goyim, the yavonim, the misyavnim, the Jews who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Because we have a din in Chumash and Parshas Vayikra. Whenever a person is moil behegdish, he's nenem an ahegdish b'shoigeg. So the din is that the hegdish is yotze l'chulin. Nefesh kisim on mal, v'chata b'shgog mekotchi Hashem. So you bring Hashem me'ilois. So the Gemara says, ey me'ila l'shine v'shus. Once you moil behegdish, it's yotze l'chulin. So that din, if you moil behegdish, the hegdish yotze l'chulin, that's only if a Jew is moil behegdish. If a goy is moil behegdish, it's not yotze l'chulin. So the Balamar says, this pasuk, Boba Pritz Mechilu, is not a new Hayru Ashur. It's not a new halacha that the Novi is making up. This is the same old din, that whenever a Jew is moil behegdish, the hegdish is Yotze Luchum. So he says, Boba Pritz and goes on Pritzi Yisrael. Doesn't go on Pritzi Yomasoil. The Ramban, the Muhammad disagrees very strongly with the Balamar. He says, the din that if you moil behegdish is Yotze Luchum and only applies to Jews, if the moil b'shoigeg, if the mol b'shoigeg, and you mechuyif to pay kerem v'chaymesh, so then the chiyif to pay the kerem v'chaymesh is like pidyon. So it's whenever you mol behegdish on something that lends itself to pidyon, so the fact that you mechuyif to give kerem v'chaymesh, that's considered like a pidyon. But over here, the Jews, the misyabdim, were using it for Avodah Zarah on purpose. They knew it was a Beis HaMikdash. And they decided that they were using it for Avodah Zarah b'mezid, not b'shoigeg. So how can it be yotze l'chulin? So the Ramban thinks that the whole Balamor doesn't make any sense at all, And he thinks that that means that Boba Pritzin goes only on Pritzei Akum, doesn't go on Pritzei Yisrael. On Pritzei Akum. Then the Ramban has another Chiddush. That's one thing the Ramban. Then the Ramban has another Chiddush. Not only they say Boba Pritzin Mechilalu on the money, on the Matbeis that the Romans took from the treasury in the Beis HaMikdash, there were fortunes of money that they stole, and they went shopping and they used that money. So it was Yotze L'chulam Boba Pritzin Mechilalu. And it applied to the menorah, and it applied to the mizbech, and it applied to all the klisharis that they used it for secular purposes or for zohar purposes. He says it even applies to that location, the latitude and the longitude. The makam amigdosh is a machlekes in the gemara where the kitchelos the lover like kitchelos the lover. So the Rambam's opinion is, we know the Rambam the Paragvav and Hilchas Beis Abchira. The Rambam has his chiddush that from the day that Shlomo Melech was mekadesh the Beis HaMikdosh, at that location retained that area, that location, that latitude and longitude, maintained its Kedusha Lasi Lava. That always has a Kedusha, never disappeared. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid thinks that Lo Kedusha Lasi Lava, and he gives an explanation why. It's a Machlekes in the Gemara. So the Ravid adopts the position Lo Kedusha Lasi Lava, explains why. He says, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdosh, he knew in advance that it's going to be Chorev. So he was only Magdashit Lizman. Lizman turned out to be 410 years. And then he writes, Yadeo Haya Ezra. Ezra knew from day number one that Baisheni was going to be Chorev. So he was only Magdashit Lizman. And after a few centuries, when the Baisheni was Chorev, so the Kedusha disappeared because he only had a mind Melech Atchila to be Magdashit Lizman. That's a Chiddush that such a thing exists. You could be Magdash Beis HaMikdash only Lizman. There's a Gemara in the Dorim on the Afchav test that seems to contradict the Ravid. So you have to break your head to figure out how come the Ravid is not against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that Kedusha lo poka bichdi. The Ramban holds the same as the Ravid, v'lab mitamei. Ramban and Shavuos in the first parak says that the Mokam HaMikdosh did not retain its Kedusha, but not because of the reasoning that the Ravid gave. Because the Yedei Ohaya Ezra, Yedei Ohaya Shlomo, that it's going to be Chorev, is only Magdashit Lesman. He says no. The Rambam is right that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. He had intention to be Magdashit L'Olam Voed, but the pasuk says Boba Pritzim Mechilalu. So that's a chiddush. Boba Pritzim Mechilalu even goes on the location. We usually assume Chilalu goes on an object, on money that was hukdash, on klishores, on a mizbeach, on a menorah, on kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. But it goes on latitude and longitude, on the location, on the globe. Also was paka. So that's the Ramban's Chiddush, that the Boba Pritzin Mechilalu even goes on Kedusha Smokam, that is Loi Kitcha Lo Se Lava.
Is Lane based in Moscow at all? In the Gemara and Shavuos and Ksuvos, we had that it's Midin for 1 year that expired, one buy it from the new Shulam Kedush, not Shadi Ketor, even by the Tzmina, the Yush Lekuv, they had Lane based in Moscow. And the Gemara says, Yush Lekuv Hakuv Ekdik, and they had Lane based there. The original Kedusha was probably at its start.
Okay, I mean you want to explain the Ravid? Okay, good. You got to say something. Good. Okay. So again, so the Gemara says in the days of the Hashmonaim, they had to make a new mizbeach, and they had to make a new menorah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they made a mizbeach, made a menorah, they were mekadoshed byim shachem byikadoshosim mishichosim mekadoshosim. In the days of the Baal Shem, the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden in the basement. But even forgetting about the fact that they didn't use Shemen HaMishcha to be Mekadosh Kohen Gadol, they made a Kohen Gadol because they weren't using the Shemen HaMishcha. But forgetting about that, even in the Baal Shemishin period, when they were using the Shemen HaMishcha to anoint the Malachim from the Malchus Beis David and to make a Kohen Gadol. But they couldn't use the Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha to be Mekadesh Kelim. The din is Abedosa Mechanchos. So the Mishnah says, "Ei Mechanchen es Amenor ele Bahadloka Beinu Arbaim." The only way to be Mechanchen the Menorah is when you light the Neris of the evening. So that's the Rashbois, the Kasha, and the Rambam. If the Rambam claims that they lit the Menorah twice a day every day, so why can't you be Mechanchen the Menorah with the Hadloka in the morning? Why does it have to be the Hadloka at night? So don't you see it's a right that there is no hadlok in the morning. There's only hadlok at night. And the yeshivas, they say the teretz is. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, but I think that's assumed to be the teretz. you bring a Tomei Shel Shachar and a Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, and the Mishnah says, let's say they made a new Mizbach HaOilo, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's Rosh Chodesh. You want to bring the Musafim, so the din is you can't. Yeah, you have to be Mechanech, the Mizbeach, but Tomei Shel Shachar. So you can't bring the Musafim, you can't bring the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. The din is that the Tomei Shel Shachar is not Makev on the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim if the Mizbeach is already Mekudesh. But if the Mizbeach was not yet in Scottish, they made a new Mizbeach and they finished making it 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't bring a Tomei Shel Shachar in the afternoon. So you can't bring any Karbonis until tomorrow morning when you'll be Mechanechit with the Tomei Shel Shachar. Why do you have to be Mechanechit Tomei Shel Shachar? The answer is you have to start from the beginning. So the beginning is there's a Seder. You have to begin Avodas Hayom with the Tomei Shel Shachar and with the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, and all the other Karbonis are brought in between. So the same according to the Rambam is true, b'negeh to the menorah. True, the Rambam holds it was hadlaka twice a day, at night and in the morning, but unlike Tamidim, that the hadlaka by Tamidim, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, to bring two Tamidim every day, and to bring one in the morning, one tam in the afternoon. He doesn't say to bring a tam shel abayin abayim, and to bring a tam shel shachar. Tam shel shachar is the beginning of that, but tam shel abayin abayim is the end. You're not allowed to bring anything before the Tomei Shel Shachar, you're not allowed to bring anything after the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. But even if you did bring Karbanos before the Tomei Shel Shachar, it will be kosher. If you brought after the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, also it'll be kosher. But Mechatchili, you're not allowed to do that. I always tell the story, there used to be a fellow who always used to come to shul on Shabbos morning in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then he would, then after Kriyas HaTorah, we said, you can purken, we would daven Musaf. He would daven Musaf, and then every Shabbos he would ask, can I daven Shachris? After Musaf. So every week the answer was yes, but he had it. Says the Mechaber and the Rambam both say the same thing. If by mistake you daven Musaf first, then you can daven Shachris afterwards. Because by the Yevid, if you brought the Musafim before the Tomei Shel Shachar, by the Yevid everything is kosher. But Chatchil, you're not supposed to do like that. Chatchil is supposed to bring the Tomei Shel Shachar first, and then the Musafim. So first you're supposed to daven Shachris, and then you daven Musaf. So that's what Eim Chalchanes HaMizbeach, the Mizbach HaOilo, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you're only Mechanachi with the Tomei Shel Shachar, you have to start from the beginning. So true, the Rambam holds that the Adlokas HaMenorah was twice a day, but it's not that it doesn't begin in the morning. It's not that the first Hadlok is in the morning, second Hadlok is in the evening. The Hadlok is in the evening, and then in the morning you have to do Hatovah. You have to clean out the menorah and prepare it for the next Hadlok. And once it's already all prepared, then the Rambam holds, you have to light it again. But that's the second hadlaka. The first hadlaka has to be the night before. So if you didn't do the hadlaka ba'erev, you can't be mechanech the menorah with the hadlaka in the morning. That's the teretz on the Rashba's kasha. Because you have to start from the beginning. Avodas mechanechos means you have to start from the beginning of the avodah. The whole sugya of Chanukah appears in Perek Bamei Madlikim because the Mishnah lists off psilus ushmonim that you shouldn't use for Shabbos because it may not burn well. So the Gemara starts off psilus ushmonim shama chachamim ein madlikim behem b'Shabbos ein madlikim behem b'beis hamikdash, because the pasuk says you have to light the menorah in such a way l'halas ner tomid achetesh alev zolim eileho. And if you're going to use those psilus ushmonim that it says ein madlikim b'shem, all the different things that you're not allowed to use because they don't burn well, so it won't be proper in the Beis HaMikdash either. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Gilyan HaShas on the first daf, Chof Aleph and Aleph, is bothered with the kasha. Shmonim, Shemin, it says. You have to take Shemin Zayzach Kosis Lamar. You don't need any explanation why other Shmonim are no good. No other Shemin is good. You need Dafke Shemin Zayzach Kosis Lamar. What did the Gemara have to say? They should have said Psilus, Shomer Chachamim. But it says psilus ushmanim. So they point out that I think in the Munich manuscript in the Ksav Yad Minchin, that's the Digduke Seifrim. There was a Talmud Chacham in Europe. He put out on all of Shas the Shinui in the Schoes when they discovered the Munich manuscript of the Gemara. So he put out all the Shinui in the Schoes, and then he quoted all the other Shinui in the Schoes from all the other editions. Now they have 100 times more Shinui Neschos. They have it somewhere online. All the Shinui Neschos in the Gemara. It's a value. Sometimes you get stuck on a letter, on a word. So sometimes you have another gisset. It makes life easier. So other editions, other manuscripts don't have the word shmanim, just as psilos. Shama Chacham doesn't say shmanim. There was a balabas in Europe, Rabbi Ruchem Perla, who discovered the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a poem that they used to recite on Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah that had all the Taryag Mitzvahs by the Sfardim. I think they still recite such Azhoras. They call them Azhoras. He rattled off all the 613 Mitzvahs. So, and he worked out, through Israel, Rabbi Ruchem Perla worked out a whole system. How did the Rav Sadia Gaon decide what should be included in Minyan HaMitzvahs, what not, and what they count once, what they count twice? So he has three fat volumes on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The whole poem is only 2 pages long, but he has, in every half a line, he has 20 pages to explain what the Shita Rav Sadia Gaon is. And he explains, he quotes from Slichas and from Kinnis and from Piyutim, he quotes all kinds of sources that no one else seems familiar with, to bring out his point. So he has a suggestion, he admits that it's a weak. He has a suggestion, maybe the din that you need Shemiz Ayzach Kos Islam Amim is only Lechatchila. Maybe you can really Yotze Hadlaka Samnar in the Beis HaMikdash with any Shemin. It doesn't really have to be Shemiz Ayzach, and that's why the Gemara said, Psidlus Hashman, Shamach HaGamim, you shouldn't use those that are not acceptable on Shabbos. Likewise, you shouldn't use those for the Beis HaMikdash Shidim. Yeah, but the Pashtus is that that is a misprint. Pashta says, like the other, like the Ksav Yad Minchin, that as far as Shemin is concerned, there was never any Havamina. Shulchan Aruch says we have the minhag to be madlik bebeis haknesses and say brochas, and no one is yotze, because hadlaka has to be bebeisa. Beis haknesses is not beisa. So if no one's yotze, so why do we bother to light in the beis haknesses? It's a minhag. Where did the minhag come from? So you look in the Beis Yosef and the Bi'ur HaGro, they give three different explanations. So some say that the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat. So just like there was a real din deraisa of Hadlaka the Beis HaMikdash, so we make it to the Beis HaMikdash in the Mikdash Miyat, and we do the Hadlaka. That's what the Mogen. The Minig in most places used to be that you only do the Hadlaka in Shul at night. And then the Mogen Avram says that there were certain places where they used to follow the Rambam's opinion, that in the Beis HaMikdash there was hadlok in the morning also, so they used to do hadlok in the shul also. The hadlok at night in shul, you say a bracha. The hadlok in the morning, no, I don't think anybody says a bracha. So that's one explanation, that the Beis HaKnesses is referred to in the Novi as a Mikdash Miyad, so you make a zecha le Mikdash. Beis Yosef quotes from Rishonim another explanation why, that the Gemara asks an Arbe Psochem, why do we recite Kiddush in shul? There's Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and we paskan ain't Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, so nobody eats in the shul. So it's a bracha l'batola. Why are you saying Kiddush in shul? So Gemara says to be Motzi the Yorchem Midei Chavosim. There were always guests who would eat and sleep in the shul, or either eat in the shul or eat in the room next to the shul. So they used to recite Kiddush in shul to be Motzi the Yorchem Midei Chavosim. So too, there were Orchim in the days of Gemara. There were Orchim who would sleep in the room adjacent to the shul. And then someone had to be madlik a menorah for them that they should be yotzei. That was besom. That was where they were going to eat and were going to sleep. Then the Vilna Gaon gives a totally different mocker. Why do you do hadlaka? The Beis HaKnesses, he says, in Maseches Sofrim it says that on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos and Chanukah we always recite Hallel in the daytime. The Mishnah says in Megillah there are certain Dovish Mitzvahs Abayam Kosher Kalayim. The Tilas Lulav is good all day long. Tkiyah Shofar is good all day long. Hallel can be all day long. The Chatchila should be right after Shacharis, but for the Eved is good all day long. Then you have a Dovish Mitzvah of Balaylo. There are certain mitzvahs that have to be done Balaylo. So the Mishnah lists off. So the Mishnah says that Hallel is only Bayom. You're not Yotzei Hallel Balaylo. And nonetheless, the Masech HaSovim has an exception to the rule. On Leil Pesach, we recite Hallel in the middle of the Seder. So for whatever reason, that's an exception to the rule. So the Masech HaSovim says that not only do we recite Hallel by the Seder at night, Leil HaSeder, after Ma'ariv, you recite Hallel in Shul with a Brocha, and then you're going to say Hallel again at home. So the Mechaber quotes that Masech HaSovim. Tosis quotes it. The Mechaber quotes the Masech HaSovim, that's the minig in Svarad. That everybody in shul, everybody says the hallel before they go home. And the Ramah writes, our minig is not so. The minig by Ashkenazim is not so. that the halal in the shul was introduced because of the people who are not bikim. In case that people don't know how to say halal, they didn't have Maxwell House Coffee gave out free haggadahs. For many years, Maxwell House Coffee gave free haggadahs. Everybody used the Maxwell House haggadah. So they didn't, in the days of the, when the Masech Sofim was written, days of the Goinim, the people didn't have haggadah. So how can you say the haggadah bal peh? So a lot of people didn't know how to say the halal bal peh. So they had to say in shul, and they were yaitzeh with that. But bizmanazeh, kolona chacham, kolona divana, kolona zakenim, kolona, everybody has a haggadah, so everybody can say the halal at home. So you don't have to say the halal in shul. There's no need at all. That's the Ramah. So the Vilna Gaon thought that that's not right, and more correct is to follow the Mechaber. Even though kolona chacham, kolona divana, kolona zakenim, we all know how to say the halal, but still, you should say halal on shul in addition. So why? But you're going to say halal, the halal is in the haggadah. So the Vilna Gaon understood, and he said, this is the mocker for Hadlokas Neves Chanuk and Shul, that the purpose of the Halal and the Haggadah by the Balayla is for the purpose of Pisumi Nisa. And as many people as you have invited, as many guests as you plan to have, let's say you have 30 guests eating by you by the Seder, but in Shul there's going to be more than 30 people. If you have 30 guests, there's going to be many more people in Shul. So you're going to accomplish more pisumi nisa if you say the halal and shul. So the Vilna Gaon understood that that's a takana. Whenever there's a mitzvah that's done for the purpose of pisumi nisa, you should do it b'tzibur in shul to accomplish more pisumi nisa. So he said that's the mocker for hadlokas neres chanukah. Hadlokas neres chanukah is for the purpose of pisumi nisa. And if you like, l'mayla meser mamad, there's no pisumi nisa l'shol t'be'ena. If you like, after Achim Tichler, Egemen Ashok, after no one is walking around anymore, no Pisumi Nisa. So you want to gain Pisumi Nisa. So if you'll say, if you'll be Madlik, the Menorah and Shul, in connection with the Davening, you'll accomplish even more Pisumi Nisa. That's where the Minyan came from. So that's why Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the father of Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that it's not right what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're running late on Friday, and you're afraid if you're going to wait to light the menorah after mincha, so someone's going to be mechal Shabbos, they're going to be lighting after the shkia. So the Ramah says that you can light the menorah before mincha. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that was not right, that the meaning that you madlik the menorah in shul is only in between mincha and ma'arev. If you have 10 Jews together and they daven mincha, then when it's tarfu yachad al pidin for a tzibur, they said the kaddish kedusha borchu, they said the dovish b'kedusha, and they still plan to dav Ma'ariv right away, right afterwards. So you had a tziruf of a tzibur, and the tzibur didn't disappear, that it didn't evaporate. They still plan to daven soon Ma'ariv. So then you madlik the neris in between. So that's why here in the Beis Medrash, when they light the menorah downstairs, on the old Beis Medrash, we always daven mincha at 2:30, Ma'ariv at 6:30, or 6:15, whatever, you daven Ma'ariv later. And you light the menorah at 4:30, or at the 4:45. So you didn't just daven mincha. So there is no tzibur shel tefillah, so that's why they don't say a bracha. He thought, Moshe Soloveitchik thought, you only say a bracha if there were 10 people when it's tarfu yachad to constitute a minyan for dovish b'kedusha. Rav Soloveitchik used to have his expression, so he said, what do you think? 10 Jews are reading the Yiddish newspaper, the Morgen Journal, so that's called a minyan. A minyan is nitztarfu to say a dovish b'kedusha that needs a minyan al pidin. That's a tzibur. That's called the tzibur. And if the tzibur didn't evaporate yet, they want to dab ma'ariv right away, so then there's a tzirif of the tzibur.
You would say that 6:30 is too late for Shetef HaRed Moshe? Why don't they make a bracha before the 6:30 mark? When they were lighting, why couldn't they make a bracha before ma'ariv?
They weren't yet in its tarfu yachad for a minyan. You have to have, they just daven mincha and they didn't daven ma'arev yet. So in between, what do you do on Matzoi Shabbos? Matzoi Shabbos, you don't light in between mincha and ma'arev. So Rav Soloveitchik, where he came from, they used to light the menorah before the hinoyam. After ma'arev, the chazan says chatzi kaddish, then you say the hinoyam. And then you say Kaddish Tiskabel. So the minig all over the world is you light the menorah after Kaddish Tiskabel. So Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, the minig was not so. They lit the menorah before the Hinoyam, so they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel yet. So they would start for Yachad, they said Baruch Hu, they said Chatzi Kaddish before Shmona Esrei Ma'ariv, and they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel, so there's still a tziruf of the minig. He said, even according to the common minig, the way it's described in the Shulchan Aruch, that you light the menorah after Kaddish Tiskabel, but they didn't say Havdalah B'tzibur yet. And that's also a concept, that there's Tosef and Shabbos of the Tzibur up until the time they say Havdalah in Shul. So there's still an star for Yachad. That's why in some shuls, like here in the neighborhood, there's some shuls where on Pesach night, half the shul wants to say Hallel, half the shul doesn't want to say Hallel. So the first they finish the whole davening, then they say Kaddish Tiskabel, then they say Aleinu, and then they say Kaddish Yosem, and then whoever doesn't want to leaves. And then the people who remain behind, they say Hallel with their bracha. So according to Rav Soloveitchik's analysis, that's not right. They went to start for Yach, but then they said Kaddish Tiskabel, so the whole davening is over. So there's no more tzibur. If you want to say Hallel on Leila, Lel Pesach and Shul with their bracha, you should say before you say Kaddish Tiskabel. They went to start for Yachad to Dab Marav, and then still at Tziruf, because they didn't finish, they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel yet. Okay, we got a daven. Got a daven Mincha.
There's no other way to create a Chalos Tzibur or the Rambam.
I don't know. We thought that was the minute. Maybe it is. Let's see the Shal Tzibur.